Hello everyone. I don't usually do a little introduction, but for these special ones this week, I'm going to give you a bit of an intro for each of them, because this is quite different to my usual thing. So I wanted to do something special for the Our Flag Means Death Rare Ship Week, which is all this week, and I really hope that we get a whole bunch of new fix out of it and everyone has a bit of fun. And I thought I'd do something a bit different and not tell anyone what I was doing upon pickup. So these are like surprises even for the authors. And it's people that I have, you know, talked to a bit maybe sometimes in Discord or something, or had something to do with, and they've all been amazing and lovely people, and they are all really good writers, like people that I really admire. So I thought I'll pick out from each of them. I'm going to try and do three. I'm recording this before I finish recording them all, so we'll see how we go. Maybe even a fourth one. I've got plans, but we'll see if it happens. But yeah, this first one is called Throwing Shapes in the Church of Dance. And it's by Zucker Baby, who is Zuckerbaby underscore one on AO3. They've been really good in the Long Sprints channel in the big OFMD Fit Club Discord. They're always so friendly to me, and I just love all their ideas that they come up with for Fix. It's great. It's like, they're always so interesting. And yeah, this one I really love because I love Archie. So yeah, definitely a big fan of this one, Archie and Shang. And there's only, when I looked this up originally, there are only 7 fix under this ship. So only 7. Like, once you exclude Garlic Soup stuff. So, yeah. So I hope more people do this, because it's a pretty rare one. So here we go. Throwing Shapes in the Church of Dance by Zuckerbaby underscore one. Rated teen and up audiences. No archive warnings apply. And there's a few little extra tags, but it's all pretty much like fluff and stuff like that, with a bit of recreational drug use. Yeah, so as I said before, the relationship for this one is Archie and Zheng, and it's a modern AU. Also, I wanted to add that this was a prompt fill for the Our Flag Means Death Gotcha for Gaza fundraiser. So this was actually written for Basking in Moon Glow, who was part of this fundraiser. So that's lovely that it was filled from that. The original prompt was Archie and Zheng get separated from the others on a pub crawl and have a deeply cool bonding adventure. Over her adult life, Archie had been on any number of pub crawls. Joyful, messy ones, maudlin, necessary ones, rarely any boring ones, although that time Archie had tried out office life and gone on the work-mandated pub crawl in name only. Yeah, that had been a mind-numbing, lifeless journey through tacky wine bars and middle managers talking bollocks. But on balance, Archie was a big fan of pub crawls. The drunken rambles, conversationally, physically, between locations, fuzzily keeping track or not of your companions, definitely Archie's kind of night. Tonight's pub crawl was Lucius's doing, a drinking tour of all the local gay pubs and clubs, all in celebration of Steed's graduating from baby gay to having freaky middle-aged sex with a hot leather daddy gay. An opportunity to bring together the two social groups, Steed's friends and Ed's friends, who'd only met en masse a few times, and former... Archie looked back at the group chat invite Lucius had sent just to get the exact wording. And form an ultimate queer superhero group, like the Avengers, but with less physical violence and property damage. He'd followed that ambitious idea up with one that Archie could relate to a bit more. Let's smash everyone together and see what sort of fun we can have. Archie had known Ed for a few years, at first working with him at his restaurant, and then following him to launch his food truck when he handed the restaurant's reins over to Izzy. Archie had initially stuck around because of Jim, to be honest. She had found them incredibly hot, and interestingly mysterious, and most fascinating of all, weirdly hopeful. It was cute. Archie had wondered how that much dark brooding could mix with that much sparkly hope. And then after a while realised that everyone who worked with Ed seemed to have the same vibe to a greater or lesser degree. That degree had gotten much greater after Ed started dating Steed, and he turned from a surly but occasionally friendly, deeply talented bastard to an incredibly smiley and obviously smitten kitten. Still a deeply talented bastard, so apparently Steed hadn't managed to change that about him. It had been a bit of a whiplash, to be honest, seeing him change so fast, practically overnight, but it did make the kitchens much more chill places to work. All of the staff started letting down their guard and revealing their vulnerable underbellies, the way Archie's snake Arabella liked to do when she wanted a scratch. Fang was a fucking softie. Ivan didn't talk much, but gave off big cuddly fucker vibes. Fuck, even Izzy, angry little bastard that he could be, turned out to do fucking drag on his nights off. Had a voice like a fucking angel. And that had been fun. Great to watch him perform. But everything in Archie's brain had melted away when Jim stalked onto stage as a drag king and transformed the room with their performance. Transcendent. Incandescent. Fucking hot as shit. Really cemented the way Archie felt about Jim. That she fancied the ever-loving fuck out of them. And that kind of sucked, really, because at one of the earlier shindigs, Jim had met Olawande and Zhang, and it seemed like they'd formed a cuddly little threesome. Archie could just about understand Olawande's appeal. He was gorgeous, for a start. Warm and soft and supportive, a smile like a rising sun. But Zhang... Archie didn't really get the Zhang thing. Yes, Zhang was objectively absolutely fucking gorgeous, all giant ponytails and delicately boned hands and such an air of authority Archie found herself acting out just to get Zhang to tell her off. And yeah, she was intelligent and articulate and her sense of humour was sly and biting, jokes slipping right under your ribs. And you didn't realise how funny they'd been until those same ribs were aching from laughing. Most of the time, she was so standoffish and serious, and Archie wanted to know if she actually knew how to have fun. Proper fun. Chaotic, shots in random bars, boasting to your grandkids, embarrassing CCTV stills kind of fun. Archie thought that Jim needed that sort of fun in their life, and really couldn't imagine either Olawande or Zhang bringing the chaos in the way that it needed to be brought. Archie could. And Archie was interested in finding out if three could become four, but had no idea how to broach the subject. She thought of maybe asking about it tonight at this ridiculous pub crawl shindig of Lucius's, but then... Well, then Archie and Zhang hadn't been able to join the rest of the attendees in the second bar they'd gone to, a little underground place that could only allow 40 people on the premises, including staff. Archie and Zhang had been at the end of the line, Zhang whispering something in Olawande's ear, and Archie deep in conversation with Jim, who were both just ahead of them. When Archie and Zhang had gotten to the entryway, it was just in time to see the bouncer finish counting the group through, including Olawande and Jim. Bouncer put his hands up in front of Archie and Zhang, and that was it. No entry, and the rest of the group hadn't been willing to leave. Something about half-price cocktails and a waiting list and whatever the fuck. So here they were, Archie and Zhang, standing on the footpath outside the venue and trying to figure out what the fuck to do. They could go and wait for everyone at the next venue. Lucius had shared the list. But that was fucking boring as far as Archie was concerned. They could have an adventure instead, get to know each other. Archie could see how Zhang reacted in the face of actual unplanned fun. And maybe get some intel on the whole threesome situation? Not sure I want to hang out at the Golden Frog for however long it takes them to finish up here. You got any ideas for anything you'd like to do? Archie asked, flicking a quick glance at Zhang's profile. She was staring fixedly at the bouncer, watching him suspiciously, though that suspicion bled out of her face with every person that the bouncer turned away. Zhang turned to Archie eventually and sighed in a way that made Archie immediately think about every time she'd been a disappointment to the people in her life. She shook it off and poked Zhang in the arm, asked the question again, and Zheng actually answered this time. If we're not going to wait for them at the next pub, well, we could always go see this play I've heard about. Very hip playwright. Even has a swear word in the title. Zheng looked at Archie with a tiny shit-eating smile in her eyes that Archie recognised, the one that indicated that she was telling a joke. Archie thought that sounded like a fucking awful plan, but indicated for Zheng to continue. Zheng quirked an eyebrow and resumed speaking. Then we could go to a swinging coffee house and discuss the play before retiring to a jazz bar to listen to xylophone music and talk about life. She took in the look on Archie's face and sighed again. Fine, what do you want to do? Right, Archie had the best plan. Always had the best plans because they weren't all planned out. They were always multiple awesome ideas stacked on top of each other in a plain coloured overcoat. Okay, so we're going to head to the nearest bog standard indie bar. I've got a fatty boom baddie in my pocket and we could smoke it on the way so that we're munted by the time we order our first drink. Stay there for a few drinks, laugh like a couple of twats, then we could relocate to a posh fucker pub, preferably with an eclectic jukebox, and see how many of the posh fuckers we can rile up before we get kicked out. Zheng shuddered and wrinkled her nose and, okay, fine, that was kind of cute, but she obviously didn't know how to have fun, Zheng said snottily. I like my idea better. Archie snorted. You would. It's more interesting. In what fucking world? It's all pretentious and artsy-fartsy. How is that interesting? Fine, whatever. Toss a coin? Archie had dragged Zheng through the crowd at the first really grungy pub they'd found. Both of them a little worse for wear from the joint they'd shared as they walked towards the suburb of grungy pubs. They were waiting for the bartender to notice them, and Archie watched Zheng run her finger along the bar and frown at whatever it was that had stuck to it. Stupid thing to do in this sort of pub, but if she hadn't learned that lesson yet, she was going to learn it tonight. The bartender finally leaned in to take their order, and Archie pitched her voice to cut through the sound of the shitty live band that was playing shitty live covers of 90s grunge music. Two pints of cider, Zheng leaned in and yelled in Archie's ear. And chips. Chips as well, Archie told the bartender. Two packets. Two packets, Archie dutifully relayed. And nuts, honey roasted. Archie whipped her head around to glare at Zheng. I'm ordering the drinks, and now I can't remember what I was going to say, fuck it. Zheng leaned over the bar and grabbed the confused bartender by the front of their shirt before Archie could stop her. Two ciders, two packets of chips, two packets of honey roasted nuts, and two tequila slammers, please. After she let the bartender go, Zheng beelined for a table off in the back corner of the pub, leaving Archie to pay. Normally, Archie would have the shits with the high-powered fucking corporate whatever she did for a job, leaving the person on hospo rages to pay their order, but she was too impressed with the crack in Zheng's usual demeanour to be pissed about it. They were one joint, four tequila slammers and two ciders into their adventure, and Archie was having way more fun than she had really expected to have. Zheng was loose and relaxed, her words not yet slurred, but getting close. She was smiling and laughing, flicking her ponytails around, silky black hair flying through the air and occasionally whacking Archie in the face. Archie was beginning to see what Jim and Ola one day saw in Zheng, as she slowly unveiled an uninhibited charm. I think I put people off, Zheng was saying, an earnest and concerned expression in her face. Archie took a sip of her second pint of cider and considered the statement. I mean, I can see how that could happen, but, you know, I don't think you do. Not really. Zheng nodded emphatically. Yes, yes, I do, I do. Look. Look, pull my finger. Archie blinked warily at the forefinger that Zheng had extended towards her. Yeah, nah, mate. Not going to be doing that. But, you know, that doesn't put me off. Kind of endears you to me a bit more, I gotta say. I once almost drowned when I tried to do a roll in a kayak. That sounds pretty intense, mate. More nodding from Zhang before she tapped the side of her nose and whispered conspiratorially. Not surprising, really. I'd put too many pebbles in my rucksack. The craft sat so low in the water. So low. And yeah, nah, they weren't going to be doing the whole Maudlin thing. At least not this early in the night. Time to get Zhang out of her head. Get her to stop thinking about random memories. Hey, you still want to go to that fucking play of yours? Turns out, rushing the stage during a soliloquy, even when that soliloquy was entirely made up of the word fuck, was frowned upon in polite play-glowing society. Fucking funny, though. And fun. As they huddled together, laughing and wheezing, next to the stage door out of which they'd just been ejected, Zhang asked Archie, "You ever stolen a traffic cone?" When Archie nodded, Zhang followed up with, "So just how do we go about doing that?" Finding roadworks that were underway and used traffic cones was, unsurprisingly, not that difficult. Archie explained the approach. Run like fuck towards the traffic cone you want, scoop it up, and then run the fuck away. And Zhang grasped it brilliantly. Holding their bright orange prizes aloft, they both cackled as they sprinted away from the thankfully distant yells of the poor bastards who were pouring bitumen on a Saturday night. Once the voices had faded completely away and they had slowed to a brisk walk, Archie let out a crowing ululation for good measure and was delighted when Zhang threw her head back and howled. It had been impossible to find a pub that would let them in, what with both of them carrying obviously stolen orange traffic cones and acting like they weren't doing any such thing. Archie was about to suggest that they ditch the bloody things, having succeeded at the actual stealing, when a group of people swept them up and deposited them at a house party. It was just around the corner from the last pub they tried to get into, and they were greeted like conquering heroes by rooms full of people that they didn't know, purely because of the traffic cones. When they'd made their way out into the backyard, joining various people around a brazier holding a really crappily built fire, some dude handed them a bottle of Jägermeister before he stumbled out the back gate. It was about 2/3 full and tasted just as bad as it had every other time Archie had found herself drinking it. Worse, though, because it was warm. They still drank another third of it because you never wasted free booze. The fire burned down as they handed the bottle to each other, and by the time it got to Coles, they felt buoyed enough to move on. They left the traffic cones behind as a gift for whoever lived in the house, and then ducked out the back gate. Next stop was at a jazz club, where Archie discovered both that Zhang knew how to play a piano and that bouncers at jazz bars were as persistent as any she'd encountered at the scuzziest of pubs. After another forced ejection, they found their way to one of those bars populated by posh fuckers and people who wanted to fuck posh fuckers. Archie led Zhang on a game of wind up a finance, bro, which mostly involved laughing when someone said they were working in finance, and then asking, "No, seriously, what do you actually do? Do you have, like, a real job?" They managed to seriously wind up about 5 finance bros until one of them tried to lay a hand on Archie. But before she could kick him in the balls, simple, classic, got the job done, Zhang unleashed hell on him. Hell in the form of amazing kicks and spins, and Archie watched the blur of limbs with her mouth open. At least until bouncers started bearing down on them and Archie got a chance to deploy her simpler approach. Archie felt the need to provide her review as they were both dragged out of the soulless, black-walled, black-glass-topped tables, polished concrete floor-having bar. "Executive fucking realness," she yelled. "Fucking boring as shit." Zhang, however, got the last word. "Your jukebox doesn't even have an eclectic mix of tunes." They actually found another little jazz bar that was still open, and thank fuck it sold coffee. The alcohol pumping through their systems was making both of them sluggish and tired, and the coffee was a great idea to help them get back on track. Zhang had been, bizarrely, correct about the xylophone music, and even as far away from the stage as they'd sat, they couldn't escape it. Wasn't too bad, really. Better than the grunge covers. Archie had expected the coffee to close Zhang's mouth, where previously the dope and alcohol had loosened it, but it seemed like the floodgates had truly been opened. They shared stories of their childhoods, so incredibly different. Archie's mum and her snake breeding enterprise and one too many trips to the emergency department with snake bites. Zhang's auntie and her rigid rules and insistence on politeness and protocols, and all of the lessons that had made up Zhang's day from a very young age. Deportment, piano, maths, their favourite sweets and the best ever albums, happiest birthday and saddest moments. How they'd felt separate, different and absolutely desperate to be anyone but who they were being shaped into. They talked about the way they'd escaped those childhoods, even momentarily, the dreams they'd had, from the nonsensical. I wanted to be monkey, Zhang said, jumping up on a chair and making a strange whooshing noise with her mouth, to the completely sensical. I was going to be Elvis, Archie declared, joining Zhang in standing on her chair and providing a scintillating rendition of Let Me Be Your Teddy Bear. Any jazz club that willingly gave a xylophone the run of the stage obviously had no time for musical genius, Archie thought, as they were politely informed that they had to leave. And now it was closing in on 2 a.m. and they were standing on a street corner, Archie's arm around Zheng's waist, Zheng's arm flung across Archie's shoulders. They were looking at the messages that they'd both been ignoring to this point and laughing about how they got increasingly incoherent and worried the later the night had gone on. And then they checked out all of the photos that had been dumped into their respective group chats, oohing and ahhing and shoving their phones at each other when there was a particularly juicy photo. Lucius and Fang, Archie just about squealed, before Zhang revealed a photo of Ed and Steve that was almost, but not entirely, in flagrante delicto. Get a room, they chorused and giggled helplessly as a couple walking past them looked taken aback by their shared chat. And then they both pulled up a photo of Jim and Olawande, and before she could help it, Archie sighed longingly. She should probably stop herself from what she wanted to say, but... oh, fuck it. Fuck. Jim is so fucking... Jim. You and Olawande are so lucky. Zhang gave Archie's shoulders a squeeze before Archie could spiral about her still drunk mouth having said too much and said, proud and fond. Yeah, we really are. And then Zhang pulled up her phone into classic selfie stance and bumped her head gently against Archie's. Hey, she said, and Archie felt suddenly very self-conscious, very seen, very put on the fucking spot. Yeah? I reckon Jim and Olawande would feel lucky to know you too. I know I feel lucky right now. As in, you wanna get lucky? Archie threw in an eyebrow waggle, just for the hell of it. Zhang looked at Archie, face serious. Maybe. Though not tonight. Archie filed that away and reckoned she hid her disappointment pretty well. And then Zhang gently bumped their heads again, and maybe not. We'd have to have a meeting about it, but what I meant was, I'm lucky that we got to hang out like this. We should do it again, you and me, yeah, but all four of us, and soon. Archie's mouth felt dry, but she managed to say, like, ultra casually. Yeah, okay, sounds cool. Could totally do that. But before that, said Zhang, arm still crooked above their heads, phone in hand, let's show 'em how good our night's been. And before Archie knew what was happening, Zhang had planted a big fuck-off kiss on her cheek and then turned it into a raspberry. The flash of the camera went off right at the point that they were both creased with laughter, their faces pressed together, their arms wrapped around each other. Best pub crawl of Archie's life. Fucking ever. Hands down.